from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news, first the headlines. Indonesia-American Joint Military Exercises, SJS 2024, continues to be developed. Two new super hub hospitals open to serve eastern Indonesia. Now the news in detail. The U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Kamala Shirin Lakdir, said that the Super Garuda Shields or SJS 2024 Joint Military Exercise was very good, and therefore it was expected that cooperation in combat training between the countries would continue to be developed. This was conveyed by Ambassador Kamala Shirin Lakdir after reviewing the peak combined arms live fire exercise or CALFEX at Review Point 12 of the Baluran 5 Marine Combat Training Center, Situbondo, East Java, on Friday. The ambassador also expressed her gratitude to the Indonesian Minister of Defense, Prabowo Subianto, for giving full support to the 2024 SJS Joint Combined Exercises in Indonesia. She also appreciated the Indonesian National Military for hosting the implementation of joint combat exercises with various countries, including the United States Armed Forces. Super Garuda Shield is a multilateral military exercise held regularly every year by the Indonesian military in collaboration with the United States Armed Forces. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murdiat, said the role of Muslim women or Muslimah is very strategic to give birth to a strong next generation for the nation. She said the quality of the nation next generation with character and competitiveness is needed to build human resources towards Golden Indonesia 2045. Lestari Murdiat, in the socialization of the four pillars of the assembly in Jakarta on Friday, asserted Muslim women today need to play an active role in the life of the nation in their daily activities and be able to formulate a paradigm of knowledge and transformative movements in social life. Makassar City Tourism Office South Sulawesi shows its commitment in advancing the tourism sector by facilitating the local tourism industry through the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents or MATA Fair 2024. This activity takes place at the Malaysia International Trade and Exhibition Center Kuala Lumpur from September the 6th to 8th. Head of the Makassar City Tourism Office, Muhammad Rum, in his statement in Makassar Friday, assessed participation in MATA Fair 2024 is a golden opportunity to introduce Makassar tourism to the Malaysian and international markets. Two new hospitals opened in Makassar, South Sulawesi on Friday will serve as a super hubs for the eastern regions of Indonesia. This was said by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin while delivering a speech at the launch of the Health Ministry's Makassar Hospital, which was accessed online via Presidential Secretariat's channel on Friday. The minister also said that the two new hospitals are part of the 10 facilities that the government will inaugurate before October 2024. The 10 hospitals are expected to improve the quality of health services and ensure equitable health access for people living in Indonesia's eastern regions. China's President Xi Jinping had a clear aim as he hosted delegates from more than 50 African countries for a major summit in Beijing this week, proving beyond doubt that China is the continent's premier foreign partner. As quoted by CNN.com, the Chinese leader made his case with ceremony on Thursday when, flanked by dozens of African leaders and the UN Secretary General in the Great Hall of the People, he vowed to elevate ties between China and the continent to an all-weather community with a shared future, a status that Beijing reserves for its staunchest diplomatic allies. He also made a raft of promises to the continent to be fulfilled over the next 3 years, more than $50 billion in financial support, the creation of 1 million jobs, tens of millions of food and military aid, while vowing to deepen cooperation with Africa in industry, agriculture, infrastructure, trade, and investment. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on Friday that a military approach alone was not the solution to Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. As reported by ArabNews.com, according to the German minister, after meeting with her Israeli counterpart Israel Katz in the coastal Israeli city of Tel Aviv, the past weekend has dramatically demonstrated that a purely military approach is no solution to the situation in Gaza. She was referring to the recovery of 6 more dead hostages announced on Sunday. Their deaths have ramped up domestic pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seal a deal with Hamas for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage exchange deal, though the two sides have traded blame over stalled talks this week. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Vinh Chinh hosted a reception in Hanoi on Friday for Tim Hughes, a senior vice president for global business and government affairs of the U.S.-based provider of spacecraft satellite launch services and satellite communication SpaceX, where he called for stronger cooperation in science, technology, innovation, artificial intelligence, and Internet of Things. As reported by VOVworld.vn, the Prime Minister affirmed that Vietnam considers the U.S. an important partner and wants to further deepen relations with the country, particularly in science and technology, innovation, high-tech industry, and semiconductors, which have been defined as key pillars of the bilateral relations with the U.S. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Semarang, Central Jawa. Tai Kak Si Temple in Semarang distributed 5,000 staple food packages to the community as part of a social service activity in the context of the King Ho Ping celebration. The head of the Tai Kak Si Temple Foundation, Tanto Hermawan, in Semarang Monday said the King Ho Ping celebration or welfare festival is a tradition that is carried out every year. The tradition is intended to commemorate and honor the spirits of those who have died both from family and others. He said that the King Ho Ping celebration is always held on the 15th day of the 7th month according to the Chinese lunar calendar. Every year, the Tai Kak Si Temple routinely provides assistance to residents in need, such as in 2023, providing 20 tons of rice to the underprivileged. The next news comes from Yogyakarta. The Faculty of Engineering, University of Gajah Mada, launched an unmanned aerial vehicle or UAV named Palapa S1 at the Engineering Research and Innovation Center building, Faculty of Engineering, University of Gajah Mada, Yogyakarta on Tuesday. Dean of the faculty, Professor Sello, said during the launch that this drone could be applied to many things. The Regional Disaster Management Agency is one of those that will utilize it because this drone can monitor when a disaster has occurred, including earthquakes. In addition to monitoring the impact of earthquakes, Professor Sello said, Palapa S1 UAV could be used for surveillance and mapping purposes, as well as for forest fire patrols. Meanwhile, the head of the Palapa S1 research team, Professor Gesang Nugroho, said that it could be utilized for various purposes depending on the sensors carried, among others for military recognition, such as spying on enemy conditions that are still far away, sea patrols, plantation monitoring, mining monitoring, and many other functions. According to Professor Gesang, the Palapa S1 UAV that was originally intended to be used for early detection of forest fires was able to extinguish it after obtaining valid data related to hotspots. He emphasized that the Palapa S1 UAV had undergone the reliability testing so that, according to plan, it would be promoted to various agencies, one of which was the Indonesian Ministry of Defense. According to him, the drone, which received funding from the Indonesian Education Fund Management Institute, has a high level of efficiency because in one flight it can stay in the air for 6 hours with a telemetry range of 500 kilometers. The latest news item comes from Depok, West Java. University of Indonesia in Depok, West Java inaugurated the Joko Hartanto Nano Devices Laboratory as a center of excellence for nanotechnology in Indonesia, which is a strong foundation for the development of the chip industry in the country. Quoted by Antara, the University of Indonesia former chairman of the Board of Trustees, Mohtar Riyadi, Tuesday said that the existence of the Nano Device Laboratory in Indonesia is a strategic step to make Indonesia a major player in the global technology industry in this era of artificial intelligence or AI. The name Joko Hartanto was taken to honor one of the leading figures in the field of sensors and also the founding fathers of the electrical engineering at the University of Indonesia Faculty of Technology. Joko Hartanto was a professor and also the dean of the faculty for 1996 to 2000 period. This smart and sophisticated laboratory facility is designed to encourage research and innovation in the field of nanotechnology, which will be a strong foundation for the development of the chip industry in the country. The Nano Device Laboratory has the latest research equipment that allows researchers and students to conduct experiments with high precision. Equipped with the latest facilities such as the semiconductor parameter analyzer and maskless laser lithography, this laboratory will play an important role in encouraging Indonesia to become a key player in the global semiconductor industry. That was news from across Indonesia.
Thank you. dear listeners and viewers of Radio Republic Indonesia, I am Mario Ignacio Artaza Loyola, Ambassador of Chile to Indonesia. On this joyous occasion, I would like to extend my most heartfelt congratulations on the 79th anniversary of Radio Republic Indonesia. Radio Republic Indonesia continues to play a pivotal role as a public broadcasting institution and a diplomatic radio station. It bridges cultures between nations and peoples. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
We begin today in history with the event on September 7, 1901 about the end of the Boxer Rebellion. The Boxer Rebellion was a revolt against foreign rule in China's trade, politics, religion, and technology sectors. It lasted from November 1899 to September 7, 1901. The Boxer Rebellion is also called the Anti-Foreign Action Movement. The Boxer began as an anti-foreigner, anti-imperialism, and peasant-based movement in northern China. They attacked foreigners who built railroads and violated feng shui. We move on to another event on September 7, 1988, when Abdul Ahad Mohmand, the first Afghan national who traveled into space. Abdul Ahad Mohmand was the first Afghan aviator to travel into space. He became one of the crew members of Soyuz TM-6 and spent 9 days on the Mir space station in 1988 as an inter-cosmos research cosmonaut. He holds many records as an Afghan astronaut. During this mission, Abdul Ahad Mohmand became the first cosmonaut to speak in Pashto after he made a phone call to Afghanistan, making it the fourth language officially spoken in space. We end today in history with the event of Indonesian Human Rights Defenders Protection Day. The National Commission on Human Rights, or Komnas HAM, in a plenary session has established September 7, 2021 as the Indonesian Human Rights Defenders Struggle Day. As quoted by the website of Komnas HAM Indonesia, human rights defenders in the course of the history of the Indonesian nation have significantly participated and contributed to the promotion of human rights. Therefore, there must be protection and restoration for human rights defenders. September 7 is the date of the death of Indonesian human rights activist Munir Said Tholib. He died on a plane bound for Amsterdam, the Netherlands on September 7, 2004 at the age of 39. An autopsy in the Netherlands found traces of arsenic poison in Munir's body. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Cari pengalaman, meninggalkan kampung halaman, berbekal nasihat dan doa dari orang-orang tercinta. Berbohong tentang keadaan agar mereka tak kepikiran, selalu menanti saatnya kembali, meski kadang hanya setahun sekali. Mengukir cerita di perantauan,
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia's low carbon electricity exports to Singapore increased to 3.4 gigawatts. Singapore announced that it will increase the import of quota for low carbon electricity from Indonesia from the original 2 gigawatts to 3.4 gigawatts to support future renewable energy needs. Singapore's Minister of Manpower and Second Minister for Trade and Industry, Tan Sileng, at the Indonesia International Sustainability Forum 2024 in Jakarta on Thursday, said Singapore had previously given conditional approval to 5 Indonesian companies to import 2 gigawatts of low-carbon electricity. However, along with the increase in Singapore's electricity import target from 4 gigawatts to 6 gigawatts in 2035, the Singapore government has given additional permits for 2 more projects, each from Total Energies RGA and Shell Finna Energy. Tan said the 2 projects will export 1.4 gigawatts of additional low-carbon electricity from Indonesia to Singapore. In 2023, Indonesia and Singapore have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the development of renewable energy manufacturing industries, such as the production of solar panels and battery energy storage systems for cross-border electricity trade. Minister Tan Sileng also said that electricity imports from neighboring countries such as Indonesia are now key for Singapore to reduce carbon emissions and achieve its carbon neutral target by 2050. Minister Tan assessed the electricity trade cooperation between Indonesia and Singapore will bring benefits to both countries. In addition to supplying electricity to Singapore, this project is believed to be able to encourage the growth of the renewable energy industry in Indonesia, such as the production of batteries and solar panels. On the same occasions, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said the cooperation is very beneficial for both countries. He explained Singapore will get a stable supply of clean electricity from Indonesia through solar panels and batteries produced in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Indonesia will become stronger in the global energy market by utilizing its natural resource potential, especially abundant silica, to make solar panels. 5 companies that have received conditional approval to export electricity are expected to begin the process of transmitting electricity to Singapore in 2028, while the other 2 will start in 2030. That was My Indonesia Today.
Rasa simpati kau yang memilih pergi tinggalkanku sendiri. Menyesal pun belum pasti yang ku rindu memori bukan dirimu lagi. Kan ku pendam sendiri. Ku redam teriakanku sendiri, bersumpah tak ingin lagi. Tak mau lagi aku terpikat senyummu yang memabukanku, memberi harapan yang entah terlalu jauh. Tak ingin ingat lagi kau yang berhasil curi hatiku yang dingin tapi kau ampaskan. Tak sempat kau hangati, harusnya ku tahu memang kau bukan milikku. Tak perlu engkau kembali, sudah sampai di sini bahagiaku. Pendam sendiri, ku hatiku yang dingin tapi kau hempaskan. Tak sempat kau hangati, harusnya ku tahu memang kau bukan milikku. Kau mau lagi aku terpikat senyummu yang memabukanku. Memberi harapan dengan tak terlalu jauh. Tak ingin ingat lagi kau yang berhasil curi hatiku yang dingin tapi kau hempaskan. Kau bukan milikku. Tak perlu rasa simpati, kau yang memilih pergi, tinggalkanku sendiri.
Thank you for joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, visiting Gorontalo is incomplete if you haven't tasted Gorontalo's culinary specialty named Ilabulo. According to Gorontalo cultural master Mr. Abdul Wahab Lihu, a traditional ceremony is not valid if it is not completed with Gorontalo culinary specialties, one of which is this Ilabulo. Since the 5th century, the food has been the favorite food of kings and dignitaries. Ilabulo means totombuata in Gorontalo traditional language, which means unity. The kings used to symbolize Ilabulo as a symbol of unity, or totombuata is a combination of various elements that gave birth to peace. Because of Ilabulo, there are various unity differences which create a delicious taste. Listener, Ilabulo is a typical dish of Gorontalo that consists of offal, including liver and gizzard, as well as chicken skin. Sometimes, quail eggs and beef fat are also added. The spicy seasoning and banana leaves are used to wrap the dough, produce Ilabulo with a distinctive aroma and savory spicy taste. Gorontalo people like spicy sensation. Thus, the chili used is cayenne pepper. Ilabulo generally use sago flour so that after going through the cooking process, it will be slightly blackish brown in color. The cooking process can be done by steaming or burning with coconut shell charcoal. It cleans at the long shape of the food and its rather dense texture, and wrapped in banana leaf will make you think that this food is pips, which are commonly found in West Java. The banana leaf used to wrap the Ilabulo dough are not just a wrapper but an aroma enhancer for these snacks. Listener, during certain months, such as the holy month of Ramadan, Ilabulo will be increasingly sought after by its lovers to be used as a companion when breaking the fast. The delicious aroma of Ilabulo that has just been lifted from the kiln will immediately come to mind when imagining this dish. If you want to make this Ilabulo as a souvenir, you also don't need to worry about it going stale, because this snack can last for 3 days without being refrigerated. Listener, Ilabulo is generally consumed with rice as a substitute for side dishes or as a complement to the menu, and can even be consumed as a snack in the afternoon or evening. Ilabulo is also usually served to welcome guests who come from to outside the region. People prefer grilled Ilabulo to steamed Ilabulo, which is even better when eaten warm. One portion of Ilabulo is usually sold from 1,000 rupiah to 4,000 rupiah. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye bye.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
cinta bagai sebuah simfoni ku rasa.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany.
Listeners, today's Miscellany informs you about Indonesia's achievement at the International Folklore Event. The South Barito Arts and Culture Team, together with the Ranu Mareh Mabuan Dance Studio, won the World Champion title at the World Championship of Folklore WCF 14 in Bulgaria. This prestigious event was held by the European Association of Folklore Festivals and the World Association of Folklore Festivals in Nesabar, Sunny Beach and St. Flas from August 28 to September 1, 2024. The South Barito Arts and Culture Team performed brilliantly and won the title of Absolute World Champion of Folklore for 2024. The World Championship of Folklore 14 took place over two consecutive days, with performances on two stages on the shores of Sunny Beach on August 30, 2024. The South Barito Arts and Culture Team and the Ranu Mareh Mabuan Dance Studio won the Gold Medal and Grand Prix nomination. The following day, they performed at St. Flas Theater and performed a folk dance presented by Rustam Haji, who is familiarly called Kudus. Their performance received high appreciation and was declared the best on the closing night, August 31st, 2024. The head of the Youth and Sport Tourism and Culture Office, South Barito, Dr. Manat Simajunta, express his pride and gratitude for the opportunity and support given. The team was very enthusiastic about being able to introduce the culture and folk dances of South Barito on the international stage. The culture team also thanked all parties for supporting them during the competition, including the government and the people of Central Kalimantan and South Barito. The head of the Ranu Mareh Mabuan Dance Studio, Rustam Haji, stated how meaningful the opportunity and achievements were for them. Rustam Haji hopes that achievements can increase the recognition and appreciation of Indonesian culture globally. And that was Miscellany.
Thank you. itu memang paling mudah. Untungnya ku pilih yang lebih susah. Untungnya ku pakai akal sehat. Untungnya hidup terus berjalan. Untungnya ku bisa rasa hal-hal baik yang datangnya.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App and Shortwave Frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner is going to present a Kroncong song entitled Penjaga Hati, to be sung by Mostly Kroncong. The song was first released through the Spotify music platform on 21 June 2023, sung and popularized by Nadif Basalama. The song was written and produced by Petra Sihombing and Dava Sirat. The song carries a heartfelt message about sincere love and dedication in a relationship. Through its lyric, the song Penjaga Hati described the feeling of a man who has finally found a special woman who is the guardian of his heart. He's willing to do anything to prove his feelings of love and sincerity towards the guardian of the heart. Here's Mostly Kroncong with the Kroncong song entitled Penjaga Hati. Happy listen.
Sadar ku temukan, temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan. Dia seorang tiada lain, tiada bukan, hanya dia. Dia buatku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan. Dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa, hanya dia. Tujuh laut samudra, ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, kau penjaga hati. Sempurna, semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu. Kau dan aku, kuarungi tujuh laut samudra, ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, penjaga hati. Bersamamu semua terasa indah, bunda gulana hatiku pun hancur sirna. Janjiku takkan ku lepas, wahai kau bidadariku dari surga tuk selamanya, tuk selamanya.
Yang pupus hingga hati cedera serius. Terima kasih kalian, barisan para mantan, dan semua yang pergi tanpa sempat aku miliki. Tak satu pun yang aku sesali, hanya membuatku semakin juga rindu. Terima kasih kalian, barisan para mantan, dan semua yang pergi tanpa sempat aku miliki. Tak satu pun yang aku sesali, hanya membuatku semakin terwati. Sebelah tangan
sudah biasa,
ditinggal tanpa alasan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.